Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Shakir Haddad is a Tel Aviv-based digital creator who uses comedy, among other tools, to promote a positive image of Israel. She has also established Habibi Tel Aviv to help those making Aliyah create a community and connections. Earlier this week, she spoke to an enthralled delegates of the Jewish leaders at the World Jewish Conference held in Amsterdam. And I am absolutely excited and delighted to have her as my guest. Shakir, so happy to have you. Welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Shakir, tell me how you became an influencer.
So, actually, I think that it happened before October 7th. But after October 7th, I really started to talk about anti-Semitism and about the real life in Israel. And I think this is the thing that I said, okay, this is my niche. Like, this is the thing that I want to show to everyone and to be there for all the Jewish community.
How hard is it to make it as an influencer?
It's 24/7 hours work, like you're working nonstop. But again, to get my goal, I will do everything. And this is my goal, to speak the truth.
Because I think just before we go into kind of the identity of it, I think many people glamorize Instagrammers and influencers without realizing exactly the amount of time and effort that goes into it. It seems so fun, but I think people underestimate the work.
Yeah, it's fun, but it is a lot of work, like to think about the content and then to film it and to edit it. And I have like interns that are helping me because it's really a lot of work, especially when you're doing this and also like have a business, you know, like to work on everything together and to active my community. It's a lot of work.
And also when you're presenting yourself to the world, you're presenting a certain image. And I'm sure there are times that you don't feel that image aligns with how you're feeling inside.
Sorry, again? Couldn't hear you.
Sometimes the way you're feeling inside is not necessarily the way you want to project yourself at any given moment.
In what way? Because usually when I'm creating content and I'm doing all of these things, I am really like putting myself there. It's not that like I'm pretending to be someone that I'm not, or like showing reflection of something that is not exist. Like for me, what you see, it's what you get. Also on social media, and I'm getting a lot of bad comments and fire online, but I really couldn't care less because I have my goal and I'm stick to my goal.
Okay, let's talk about your goal. What is your goal?
I think that my goal is like to bring Jewish people together and that they won't feel that they are alone in this situation. Because at the end of the day, I think that at least from my past, like my mom, we talked about it in the conference, but my mom, she came from Belgium. When she came to Israel, I saw all the obstacles that she's dealing with. And I saw what she felt like to be here, and it's not easy to be here alone, especially in Israel. Like, and now after October 7th, with everything that's happening, it's just like, it's so much harder. It's so much harder, like, to live in Canada, in New York. Like, I'm getting so many messages from people online, like, me and my family, we want to move here. Like, we want to move to Miami because there is bigger Jewish community there, or we want to move to Israel. What do you think? Blah, blah, blah. And from my perspective, it's like I built the Nexoa that I was pitching to you in the conference, which is basically services to Jews all over the world that helps Jews to come to Israel or to Miami. I'm helping them like really A to Z. They don't need to go to lawyer separately, mortgage separately, broker separately. They're doing everything under one house. And this is exactly why I'm doing this, to make life easier. Because anyways, everything is so hard right now. If I can make stuff easier, I want to do it for the community. Also, that's why I built like the Habibi.
Yeah, that it's absolutely incredible what you've done. And let's just go a little bit back to October the 7th, which for, I think, the Jewish and Israeli world was very much a turning point. And I think for me, initially, I was very naive. I thought people would understand the situation and why Israel had the right to defend and protect itself. But it turned almost immediately against Israel. And I often feel that people like yourself and comedians have done actually more to promote a positive image of Israel than all the kind of academics and Ministry of Foreign Affairs and spokespeople. It's a bit of a harsh comment. Would you agree?
I think that we are like trying to show our side, first of all, in a funny way, because everything is anyways so heavy. So from my perspective, like, if, again, if we can make things easier, why not, you know? And at the end of the day, like, I think that people will always get fire online. They will always get comments. And at the end of the day, it's how you look at that. If you care, so you will carry this with you. But if you don't care and you keep going with what you're doing, it doesn't need to bother you.
I saw one of your videos which particularly struck me, and that is the one where you demonstrate how pro-Palestinians see Iran's violence against their own people. And you take quite a strong political stance, basically showing that they don't see it, okay? What has the response to the politics been? Apart from, like, is Instagram, does Instagram protect you a little bit more than other social platforms?
In a way that there are, like, blocking comments?
Mm.
Yeah, but again, like, I'm to be honest, I'm not even reading most of the comments. Because I don't want, like, by the way, I've been in a reality show here in Israel. And after this reality show, all of Israel knew me everywhere that I went. Like, I had like 2 years that I needed to go with a hat because I didn't want people like to talk to me. But to read the comments, of course, there was an amazing comments, but also you always get like, again, fire online. It like, it gave me the worst feeling, really. Like, I read it and I was like, why people are so mean? Like, why? You know? And then after that, I knew the second that I'm getting like to social media and I'm doing all these viral videos, I knew that I'm going to get these comments again. But this time I was ready. This time I knew exactly what I'm getting into. I knew exactly that what I'm editing and what I'm posting, I need to stick with like with what I'm doing. I need to stick with the idea behind that, the video, and to take responsibility on that. And if I have my opinion, I'm stick to my opinion, you know? So I think that every person see it from a different eye.
Let's talk a little bit about the support you get in Israel. Firstly, I imagine from Israeli society, if you, as you say, you are really well known, and also from fellow Instagram collaborators.
Yeah, I feel like there is a lot of people that they want to collaborate and promote the same idea. Like, obviously, I won't do a collaboration with someone that doesn't have the same, I like, you know. But mostly, like, Jewish people, when they're doing collaborations online, like, when they're doing this, especially on Instagram, it's coming from a sense of way that we want more exposure and more engagement and more people to stand with us.
Right. And is there a good feeling, is there a good sense of camaraderie between collaborators in Israel? A good feeling of support?
Yeah, there is a lot of support. There is a lot of Israelis and also a lot of Jews all over the world that they are texting me and commenting on the video. I really feel like Jewish people from New York, from Canada, from Australia, like, I'm getting a lot of messages from Jews that are like, we are supporting, we are here. And it's so nice to see it, that you have such a like crazy communities all over the world, Jewish communities, amazing communities that are standing with us. And also, like, us as Israelis, we are not alone, because we know that everywhere, if I will go now to Brazil, for example, or to South Africa, for example, I know that I can talk to you and I know that I can talk to the community there. And I know that I have a home in every other country. So you have this side of the pro-Palestinians that are like doing the protests and stuff, but then you have like all the Jewish people. And when I'm going to Brazil, obviously I'm going to be with my Jewish community.
Let's talk a little bit about the lightheartedness and finding the humor in the situation. And I like the fact that you said earlier that you are yourself when you are in the videos. This is you, and this is you unfiltered. You present yourself as this typical Israeli woman. And let's look at some of the videos you do, for example, with Zach Margs, where you are contrasting Israelis versus diaspora, especially possibly English-speaking diaspora Jewry, who are very polite.
The videos with Zach, first of all, yeah, this is me. This is the real Israeli. I'm a typical Israeli. I'm getting annoyed. People get yelled by me, you know, like the typical Israeli. And yeah, with Zach, for example, all the videos that we are doing is just like got it exploded because, you know, I got also a lot of messages from couples that are like, oh, I'm so Israeli and he's American or he's Australian or, you know, and I totally get you. I'm the same. Like people really feel familiar with the situations that we are bringing online.
Yeah, is it fun to do? Is it as much fun to do as it is to watch?
It's hard to do. It's hard to do because, you know, like you need to do like a few videos of every siege and, you know, all of this, and then edit it. And mostly Zach is editing the videos, I'm not gonna lie. And it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. It's really fun. Especially when you're done working on the project and then you're posting it and then you get the engagement and you get people laugh and you get more connections and more, like, it's an amazing, I love it. It's an amazing experience.
And do you have a favorite person to collaborate with, Shaked?
I think with Zach.
Why?
Because we have, like, we really understand each other, you know? Like, sometimes when you're filming content, if the other person is not in the same head as you, like, the same state of mind, you won't get each other. And it's really hard to film that way. But with him, we're just, like, looking at each other and, like, okay, we got it. Like, we know what we, both of us know exactly what to do.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about how you help those making Aliyah.
How I help?
Those making Aliyah, Habibi Tel Aviv.
So basically, because what I told you before about my mom, that she came from Belgium.
Do you want to just share that story?
No, it's like she born and raised in Belgium. She used to be in Catholic culture. She's Jewish, but she grew up in a Catholic culture. And she came to Israel when she was 18. She moved here. And she fell in love with Israel and she got married with an Israeli man, my dad. And I was born and that's it. She stayed here until now. But also, like, when they got divorced, at the end of the day, she didn't know Hebrew. Like, it wasn't her first language. It was hard for her. And I saw the obstacles, like, to live in Israel. It's not easy as an Ole. And that's why I started with the Habibi, because I saw, like, I'm born and raised in Tel Aviv. And I saw a lot of people, like, doing Aliyah to Tel Aviv, not Israel to Tel Aviv, basically.
Yes.
And a lot of young people that are coming from Australia, from Canada, from the U.S. And I saw that sometimes they were, like, asking me, oh, do you know any place like this? Do you know where to do Shabbat dinner here? Like, whatever. And then I was like, okay, I'm starting this community. Like, I need to start making people, like, know each other and make friends and, like, do stuff, you know? So I started it, like, almost a year ago, like 7-8 months ago. And I started with Shabbat dinners. And it's an exclusive community. So it got to a point that I had 200 people in the group. And I have another 200 people on waiting list, because I'm not even making to go to get there. But I'm doing it for them so much. And I'm really happy because now I see couples that are, like, meeting new couples in my parties or Shabbat dinners. And then they're, like, going to trips together, like couples, or single people going on dates, or, like, Or even just like people getting friends. Like I have a Canadian friend that she also in Habibi. I told you that also in the conference. She gave me like a letter to my housewarming, and she wrote me, "Thank you so much for your community. Because of that, I did Aliyah."
Wow.
Like she moved to Israel because of it, because she felt so like, how you say it, like shayachet, like belong.
Belonging, yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of a cheeky question, if I may. Do you
Yeah.
see every situation as potential content? Could you use some of the funny things or awkward things or embarrassing things that happen to Ole and turn it into content?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm gonna do that also. I'm doing this sometimes, actually. But yeah, for sure.
It does kind of help you because I can't imagine. I know you were in Amsterdam earlier this week. I know you've just arrived back home. I
Yeah.
can't imagine how busy you are to then take on to have to organize a Shabbat dinner.
It's hard, but the second that I'm like, we are doing the kiddush, I'm looking at everyone and I'm just like, it was so worth it. I'm just looking at everyone, like the smiles and people getting new, like to know new people. Just like, it was so worth it. So happy.
If anybody would like to follow you, support you, be in touch with you, what should they do?
They need to go to my Instagram, Shaked Haddad, Shaked Haddad. And just follow there and support. And you have all the businesses, the community, Nexora, if you want to do Aliyah, everything is there, all the links.
I mean, I see you help Miami. Is there a specific reason why Miami?
So basically, I love Miami. I feel like this is my second home because of the fact that you have such a huge Jewish community there. So I really think that I know that people also want to move, for example, from Canada, but they are afraid also to come to Israel because of the wars. So I know this is the second house, like I have a lot of people from Canada that texted me that they want to move to Miami and they need help there. So I'm also there in the Jewish community and I have a lot of connections there, and this is the second country that I'm helping.
I hope South
It's
Africa
like,
comes up soon because I have to tell you, Shaked, you have a huge fan base here in South Africa. And
yes, thank you. I'm so
if
happy.
you represent the archetypal Israeli, then I think we're falling more in love. South African Jews are very Zionistic, but I think we're falling even more in love with Israelis. And to have your support and help, I think would mean so much.
Thank you so much. And also, like, maybe I will do here a tour, like for all the
Amazing.
South Africa group.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. That was Shaked Haddad. She is a digital content creator and influencer promoting a positive image of Jews and Israelis.